Perfectus Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We've got the gang in from Barnardo's. First of all, we've got over here, we've got Sammy.
Hello.
Just introduce yourself. What do you do, Sammy? Hello, by the way.
Hello, I'm Sammy. I'm a community early help worker on the Isle of Wight.
Wow. And we've got Sharon over there.
Hello, I'm Sharon and I'm in the community early help team as well.
And over here in green, I can't see, you've given me some stuff in green and I can't see it hardly because of, I'm colourblind. And because our studio is green and you're wearing a green dress, all I can see is a head. So over there we have Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
Oh, you are there?
Yeah, I am here. I'm not a floating head.
So what do you do, Charlotte?
I'm also on the community early help team for Barnardo's Family Hubs on the Isle of Wight.
And that's what you're coming in today to promote, the Family Hub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why should families come to a Family Hub? This is you then, Charlotte.
Yeah, so families can come to a Family Hub. We are a welcoming, safe space for everyone from all walks of life. So they can come in, access support, whatever their needs may be. They can come in for guidance, for signposting, for referrals onto other agencies. They can come to stay and play groups, attend appointments in the Family Hubs. We have a wide range of services that use the Family Hubs, and of course they can come to book and attend all of our courses, programs and workshops.
What's the most common need for people to come in? Oh, that's a curveball question.
That's all right. It really does depend. Where we have lots of agencies and professionals and services working in all of the hubs and centres, we really do vary from antenatal appointments to speech and language therapy groups and beyond.
Excellent. There's a lot of coverage as there should be these days.
Yeah.
So Sammy, who's it for?
So our family hubs are for everyone and anyone with a child on the Isle of Wight from 0 to 19 years, so from pregnancy to 19 and 25 with those living with additional needs and disabilities.
Okay, and what's the sort of main age group that you're dealing with at the moment?
Again, it varies. Mm-hmm. It is to each individual. We are a 0 to 19, 0 to 25 service, and we do have many attendees for all of our courses and workshops.
Okay, so now for the tricky bit, how much does it cost?
Well, we're really fortunate at Barnardo's. All the courses and all the workshops that we run are actually free for our families. The only thing that we do ask is at the end of one that they complete an evaluation for us, because that's really valuable for us to get our feedback, and then that allows us to continue delivering the courses for nothing.
Which is great, isn't it? Because you must be, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are worried about where can I get the assistance, and if I get the assistance, how much is it going to cost me? This is free. Which I would imagine alleviates some of the worries, some of the concerns, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And our courses, they, as we'll talk about later, you know, they range in time. So we could have a 10-week course, which is free, but we might have a one-off workshop at Gaines free. So there's lots and lots of options for them, but not to a cost to them.
Fantastic. What support do you offer families? Are there specific ages? Tell me more about the courses.
Okay, so if we start from the beginning and look at our Start for Life offer, which is where we focus around the 1001 critical days, which is from that pregnancy to 2 years, because that is the crucial time for development. So we offer many courses and workshops to support this. We've got our Welcome to the World course. It's antenatally from around 22 weeks pregnant, and it's for 8 weeks, and the sessions are a relaxed way for parents to think about the transition to parenthood. We look at baby brain development, we look at bonding and attachment, promoting self-esteem and confidence, as well as looking at the practical elements of looking after a baby, so like bathing them, feeding them, changing their nappies. And we're really fortunate within our Welcome to the World course that we have a midwife join us on week 8, and they talk a lot about labour and answer any questions that families have around labour. We've also got our breastfeeding support for families. So whether you're pregnant or you have a baby, you can access our breastfeeding workshops. It's a really informative workshop where you can learn more about the benefits of breastfeeding. And there is also our breastfeeding stay and play groups where you can access across the island. You can relax, socialise and share experiences with others, all while receiving support on all aspects of breastfeeding. If it's needed, if it's not needed, you are still able to attend our breastfeeding stay and play groups if you're breastfeeding or combination feeding. And that is also an option to have online as well. If for any reason you can't access a stay and play group, you can book some support online to receive around that. And then we've got our 5 to Thrive course as well for parents, carers with a baby under 6 months. This is a 5-week course that helps you understand how everything you do with your baby creates and strengthens those connections in their brain. And within this, we offer baby massage and we do an introduction to solids workshop. But it's also a really lovely opportunity to meet others and engage in some really, really lovely activities. And then not forgetting our stay and play groups. So we've got our stay and play sessions and they are run by our really lovely volunteers and they plan activities and they carry out these activities with families with children from 0 to 4 years. And again, it's a really lovely opportunity for them to play and engage with their children, chat with others in a relaxed and friendly environment.
Well, you know, you've put me at, I'm relaxed.
Good.
And you all sound like you really know what you're doing and you're not intense. It's kind of relaxed. I'm guessing, you know, when somebody turns up and they want to talk about breastfeeding and things like that, some people might be okay with it. Some people might be a bit shy and a bit withdrawn. So how do you overcome that?
That's why we offer online support. So if they have got those anxieties of coming into a group and having that face-to-face, we offer them one-to-one support online or a phone call just to kind of ease those anxieties and reassure them that no question's a silly question. We're here to support you. And there's further support available if it's needed. That's our Start for Life offer anyway. We offer a lot more.
Fabulous.
So kind of moving on from the Start to Life, because we're 0-19 service, though all of our parenting support, our nurture programs have that kind of overriding message of nurture, we have broken them down into ages so that we can look at the children's developments and tailor the courses to fit that. So we have our building blocks, which is for our 9 months to 3-year-olds, which is an online course where parents can come in and it's kind of looking at those, what we call the toddler years. Then we have our parenting puzzle course, which are for families with children between 3 and 5. So again, the theme is very much the same. We look at communication, we look at emotions, we look at parenting styles, but it's tailored to fit families with those children in that age group. And then our main course is our 10-week nurture program, and that's for families that have got children between 5 and 11. Now that one's a little bit more intense. It's a 10-week program, but we look at all sorts of issues and around family life. So we talk about behavior, we talk about communication, and particularly the link between communication and behavior, because that's really important. We look at emotions and we look at validating children's emotions as well as our own, and just really looking at dealing with emotions in a healthy way. But it's unpicked, so we look at perhaps our own parenting styles as well as ways that we were parenting, because it's really important to look at the connections between that, and it's just really important a lot of the time for parents to meet other parents, because sometimes I think, you know, families can be at home, they can think, well, we're the only ones that are going through this, so, you know, is there anybody else that's experiencing this? And it's nice sometimes for them just to sit together and to have a chat and often give each other advice. So it's not only about us giving strategies and guidance, it's about them supporting each other, and it's just nice for them to know that actually there are other families out there. And sometimes I think it's just nice to know sometimes you're doing a good job, and it might be that, you know, some of the things that we talk about they're already doing, but they can go home thinking, well, this is okay, I've got this. And that's what we're there. We're just about giving them that support and knowing that they've got someone to reach out to if they need it.
You must have some stories, feedback and so on. Can you share those?
We get lots of positive feedback, which is really great. And just for parents coming back and saying that the different things that we do has helped. You know, a colleague and I work with a lovely family on our 10-week program, and each week they came back and each week they had tried a new thing that we talked about. And each week it had made an impact on them, on their children and the family life. And they were saying that it promoted a real calmness at home. And that was really nice. That was really special. And it makes you kind of remember why we do this. And then they would share that. They were sharing that with the other families and saying, well, look, we tried it and it really worked. And it just kind of gives them all that enthusiasm and that encouragement that they need.
Oh, I just visualise all these people that are now relaxed and they know they've got somewhere to go. Somewhere to get the help and assistance. They don't need to feel alone. They don't need to feel pressured. You know, if they do, they know who to contact and so on. I just think that's a lovely thing, and there's a great vibe. Now, Charlotte, you're going to tell us about Teen Courses and Neurodiverse Service.
Yes, I am. So on the other end of the scale, opposed to the Start for Life offer, We have some courses for parents and carers who have older children, young people and teens. So we've got our Talking Teens programme, which again is another one in the series for the Emotional Centre for Emotional Health. So our Talking Teens programme looks at brain development, why teens behave the way they do. It's to build on parenting toolkit for teenagers. So you look at things like choices and consequences, setting family rules, all for a harmonious family when you have teenagers and adolescents. We also have our Who's in Charge programme, which is a programme specifically where there is child-to-parent violence. So we arm parents with a big toolkit around taking back control. We build in their confidence as parents to be able to implement the strategies at home in a safe way. And as well, the programme that they join us for, it just reduces that isolation and any guilt or shame that's around these issues that may be present. The peer support is really great, so we come together, share experiences, everyone's relaxed, and we look at building a plan as well.
Fabulous.
And then we have the Barnardo's Neurodiverse Service. So this is called Hampshire and Isle of Wight Support for Neurodiverse Families. And that's a dedicated team who run parenting skill building programmes from Hampshire and the Isle of Wight together. And they angle it at a neurodiverse range. So a lot of the Centre for Emotional Health programmes that we've already spoke about are delivered and tailored to neurodiverse children and families as well.
Excellent. Thank you. And do you offer things besides courses, Sammy?
Yes, we do. So our family hubs include all other partner agencies, which include, so we work alongside the health visitors, the midwives, speech and language. We've got the mental health team, Home Start, Dad's Club. The list does go on, and they are all there for us to signpost or refer families to, making sure that all families are receiving the right support at the right time to suit their family needs.
Okay, I've got a curveball question for you all. Well, I said I wouldn't do it, but I think it's an easy question. What do you all get from this? What do you get from it?
A sense of satisfaction. I think when you help a family, there's nothing nicer, I think, when you can have a family that kind of feedback at the end and says, this has made the difference. You know, this has calmed our family life. This has made a positive impact.
It's a warm, fuzzy feeling we get in our tummies. And we go home and we think, even if it's just one family we've reached today and we've made a big difference on, that's a job well done.
There is a great vibe, honestly. anybody else want to chuck in anything? I mean, you know.
Well, it's knowing that we've made the difference for the children as well, however big or small. If it's just one conversation we've had with one recommendation, or if it's they've joined us for a 10-week programme and they've given really good outcomes, it's just knowing you've made the difference for that child.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think what's important as well is I don't know if we've mentioned it, it's a very non-judgmental service as well. You know, these parents come in and they are at different stages of their journey within their family life, and we all parent differently. And it's about actually just accepting all our parents. You know, we are there to give advice and some guidance and support, but we're not there to judge. We're not there to tell them that they're doing it wrong. We're not there to tell them that they need to do it this way or that way. It's about suggestions. It's about giving them some ideas. Yeah. And it's about allowing them to be able to share in a safe space where they don't feel that they're being told off or they're being looked down on, because that's not what we're about. We're about there to give them what they need, that give them that support.
We work alongside families, don't we? We listen to their needs in order to improve their family outcomes.
Well, look, it says here, I've got to ask you this, but I think you've already answered it. I mean, what difference does it make for families?
It makes a difference that the families need. You know, each family that come in will have a different result that they want to get from it, you know, and it doesn't have to be a massive thing that they do. It might just be a small thing. They might go home and implement a kindness chart, or they might start using praise more often, or just have a little better, more understanding about their children's development. But just something small like that can make that huge change. It can make a massive difference, you know. Or it could be that the family just need to almost reset and just need to relook at how they go about family life. So each family is different, each family is individual, unique to what they need, but hopefully whatever they need, we're there to be able to make that change for them.
Okay, we're gonna put out all the details of how you get in touch and so on in a mo. But you mentioned courses earlier on, and you said online, and just to clarify, you can actually go to there's certain hubs around the island. Just tell us about the hubs.
So we've got three main hubs, haven't we?
Yeah.
Ryde, Sandown, and Newport. And then there's five centres that we have available. So the three main hubs are you can access Monday to Friday. And the centres are Shanklin, Ventnor, Freshwater, East Cowes and Cowes. And we deliver our courses and workshops in all of these centres and hubs. But the three main hubs is what we would say families can access from Monday to Friday.
Okay, so anybody listening now thinking, I need to access this, what do they do?
So a different variety of ways to however it suits particular families. So you can self-refer by the old-fashioned way, coming in, come to see us, come to the reception desk. There's always an administrator on hand to welcome you with a big smile, to take your inquiry, take down your details. You can call any of the family centres or hubs. So Newport, the number for that one would be 521208. Ryde is 617617, and Sandown is 408718. You can check on our website. All our information's on there. You can press the Contact Us button, fill out the form, and someone will give you a call. The website's www.isleofwightfamilycentres.org.uk. You can email us. So the email's iowfamilycentres@barnardos.org.uk. Other professionals working with the family, they can also refer in to us. So anyone working with the family, they can refer in via those ways. We work really closely with preschools and primary schools as well, so you can always get them to refer in as well. And then we have our social media. So we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. So if you type in the search bar, Isle of Wight Family Centres, we'll pop up. So you can contact us on there, Messenger, leave us a message. You can have a look at our posts, share our posts, and then do it either of those ways.
Did they all gang up on you and make you say all that lot?
Yes.
She's our social media queen.
I am.
All right, thank you for that. And we'll put all of those details on the website a little bit later on. Is there anything else you want to add?
Please join us. Come see us. Any
question,
however big or small, just give us a ring, give us an email, any of the ways we just spoke about. You know, we are here.
Brilliant.
And it's just letting that families know that we are there, and actually we want to be accessible to all families, not just families that feel that they need support. You know, our courses, our parenting support courses, our nurture courses, they're for everybody, whether you know you are doing a great job or not. You know, just there's always something else. You know, parenting's a really big job. It's a difficult job, and I think there's always something that you can...
We are a one-stop shop, aren't we, and our door is open.
Yeah, so don't ever be afraid to reach out.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Sharon and Sammy.
Thank you for having us.